It's Thursday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, where flowers say I love you, or at least I panicked at the last minute. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, keeping things steady while the rest of us chase squirrels. Today's show is packed with more energy than a toddler after three juice boxes, a couple of world records you didn't even know existed, and the chance to learn, well, absolutely nothing useful. And of course, don't miss Hank's Love Lines, where romance meets reality. Remember, folks, Hank says if she steals your hoodie, that's true love. But if she steals your fries, you better run. Tune in, laugh a little, and let Thursday's Roundup make your day just weird enough to be wonderful.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Yes.
It sounds like Adam is kind of putting us down there in the introduction a little bit.
It's too deep. I can't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I think he's basically just hitting us in the gut.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
And I saw the most beautiful thing again this morning, Phil.
Did you?
I did. Just absolutely wonderful.
It's National Moldy Cheese Day. Was there a piece of cheese in the fridge?
No, I threw that away yesterday.
Did you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's good for you, I think.
Well, you can have it. I'll go get it out of the dumpster unless the coon got it.
And you can throw it on your pizza. It's International Beer and Pizza Day.
No beer. I'll take pizza, though.
Pizza?
Yeah, I'll take pizza.
All right.
So I'll take a pizza day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll have to see if we can find that. What? They don't have those 99-cent party pack ones anymore.
You've already looked. You know what? Thanks for going all out for us, buddy.
Well, that's the best I can do.
You know what? Yeah. And you'd buy one of them for us, wouldn't you?
Got to be frugal around here.
Yeah.
Got to cut corners, you know.
Yeah. So. I'm still here. Did you turn off electricity in my office? Is that corner cut?
Yeah, in the heat, too.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
It's
tough.
Yeah, it's tough. So June sent me last night to Walmart to get a few things for the daycare.
Did you write them down?
Yeah, I have them all written down.
Okay.
But things have moved around a little bit through the year, you know, because I used to know where everything was. Now I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm walking through and could not find one item on the list. So there was a young man standing there who was an employee. So I said, hey, where are the diapers at? And he said, adult? I said, not yet.
Great choice.
Not yet.
No, great.
No.
Did he chuckle?
Yeah, he did laugh.
Oh,
good. Yeah. Looking for infant diapers.
Right.
For the daycare.
For the daycare.
Yes, I should have specified that. Never even thought of it.
That's funny.
That's a legitimate question, I guess.
No, that's funny, though.
Not yet.
That'd be a good joke for Monday. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
What do you do?
What do you do?
But I found them.
You did find them.
Yeah.
Both?
No, I just found the infant ones. Four, I think they were size 4.
Really?
Yeah.
You would need 40.
Plus. Yeah.
Today's love line, Phil.
What is it?
Are you excited?
Oh, I just can't wait.
All right, today's love line. You got more sparkle than a jar full of fireflies, Phil.
Oh, man, that's nice.
Yep.
That's almost legit. I might have to keep that for next fireflies.
You know what? You know what? You could. You're more than welcome to use it.
It was a good year this last year for fireflies.
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
it was.
Saw a lot of them.
And great for mosquitoes.
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Some of this frost, won't they go away after
it'll
the
slow them down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hope so.
Sometimes it slows down the bees, too. They're about half with it, and all of a sudden you're...
I had three of them in my truck yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I may have a hive in there.
Oh, yeah, you better check that.
Because I'm so sweet, you know.
Yeah. One of the worst ones I ever got, I was broadcasting a game, and he landed right here.
Right in the crease.
In the crease of my arm, and I went to just kind of move my arm, and he stung me, and luckily, you know, I'm able to ad lib. I didn't say, you know, I just kept going, but boy, it hurt.
That would hurt, wouldn't it?
It did.
Yeah. You were at a soccer match tonight?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We're at Richland Center this evening.
So, Baraboo, is that right?
Reedsburg.
Reedsburg's
coming in.
Coming in, so good luck to them.
Yep, should be a nice night for it, actually.
Should be a really good night for it. So when that sun goes down, have you noticed how quick it gets cool?
It does get cool.
It does. Are you wearing long sleeves today?
No, I'm wearing short sleeves today.
I'm talking about tonight, though.
But I did bring my Pea Ridge hoodie.
Yeah, has everybody got a chance to see the mule jump from last year? It was a piece. I sent it to Adam this morning. It should be up on our social media pages. So you saw the video.
I did. Was that the championship jump?
I don't know if it was or not. That was a big jump.
That was a big jump for that mule.
Yeah. The handler probably couldn't lift his feet up over it.
I don't think so either. Mm. But it's the 36th mule jump in Pea Ridge, yep. Arkansas, this weekend.
This weekend, Saturday.
So hopefully people, because if they haven't booked a hotel yet, I'm guessing it's hard to find a place to stay.
Oh, you could probably go around the suburbs of Pea Ridge, like Bentonville? Springdale, Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Or Hank's, Pa Bray's basement.
Pa Bray's basement, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or shop or whatever. We have a big, long, old chicken house that he uses for storage. I mean, anybody.
You could stay there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just, you know, get a hold of Pa Bray down there.
Pa Bray.
Say Bray, and that'll point you to the direction.
Yeah, for the mule jump.
Yeah, for the... Oh, there's a lot of those Brays over there.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, anyway, today is a... I got a record, okay?
A record?
A world record.
Oh, I thought you meant a vinyl record.
No,
you had me perked up there for a moment.
From Chris Kenyon last night, you know, the guy who started the Cyclops thing with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good guy. Most of the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's a world record, and it's true, okay? A man has officially broken a Guinness World Record with an unbelievable 40-second nonstop toot.
No way.
The jaw-dropping blast, both hilarious and shocking, has left the audiences around the world in disbelief. And probably smelly. And more than a quirky record, it's a bizarre reminder of how human determination and flatulence can really go when aiming for the history books.
Wow.
Yes.
Boy, what a champion.
40.
Boy, oh boy. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
Is it, though? Hey, Dad, look at my toot championship.
Exactly.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. Top that.
Yeah, top that.
I wonder what he ate.
It doesn't matter. That's disgusting.
Well, it is, but I mean, he had to have something to motivate him, I would think.
Probably beans. Joanne, I wonder what Joanne usually eats.
Watch it.
Well, boy. Yeah. But anyway, no, it was it was disgusting, but I looked it up. And there he's on the microphone there.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him.
A picture of him?
Yeah.
He's fairly young. I would have thought it was some old guy.
Yeah. Huh. But okay. You see how they set the microphone up?
I mean, they do.
Yeah.
They got to record it. So.
Yeah. Is that not the
I
same
I wouldn't
want
to talk
here.
Into that microphone. Oh, boy.
40-second blast.
I can't fathom that.
That's what Mr. Kenyon sends me in his off time. It's pretty sad.
I can't even fake one that long.
You know, no. And you do a lot of fake ones.
Yeah, I do.
Well, we hope. But
what else you got?
Well, fastest time to solve a Rubik's Cube, one-handed.
Oh, one-handed. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I could barely hold it with two. 6.82 seconds.
Jeepers.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
I solved it once in the 80s, and then I've never done it again.
You couldn't put it back together, could you? Yeah, that's how I used to do it, too.
Pull it apart.
Yeah. My granny, she had one, and I used to pull it apart. She goes... I don't know how you do that, Henry, but next time, make sure you put all the pieces all the way in.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah. My granny wasn't dumb. She was awesome. Yeah. Most high fives in 24 hours, Phil.
Wow.
14,000.
14,000?
In 24 hours.
24 hours.
Could you imagine? I mean, boom. Oh, my arms are sore.
Somebody had to count that, too.
Yeah, I'm not counting that high. They usually do it on camera, though. Where they count it on Guinness World Record has to count it.
Mm. A lot of work.
Fastest time to assemble 1,000-piece puzzle.
Oh, boy.
1 hour and 1 minute. 61 minutes.
Was it one person or was it?
No, it was one person.
One person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a lot of pieces.
I couldn't even do it in a lifetime. I'm terrible with them. I'm always forcing pieces in that shouldn't. I'm like, this looks like it fits.
We're going to cut this off.
Yeah, push it in there. And she was like, that doesn't go there.
I have no time to do a puzzle like that. I would fall asleep on it.
I can't see where they're supposed to go. Now, if it's a big giant one.
Yeah, like that.
I mean, that might take me an hour. You know,
like the six-piece one?
The six-piece one for the daycare kids.
For the daycare kids, yeah. Yeah, that keeps your mind. I know what you do when you get home now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. June goes, can you come put these puzzles back together? And for 4 hours, Phil's down there putting three games together.
Yep, taken care of.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I cleaned off a refrigerator last night in the basement.
Cleaned off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I found games I didn't even know I had. I have Trouble.
Really?
Connect Four.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah, maybe we should play Trouble sometime next week. Mm-hmm. Have we played Trouble on here yet?
I don't know. I think Ron and I did.
Did you?
With the Pop-O-Matic.
Yeah, it has a Pop-O-Matic on it.
Shakes the dice for you.
Yeah. So first person gets two in instead of four.
Oh.
But you still play with four. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's two or three games. I think it was Hasbro that made those.
Yeah.
Trouble and, was it Headache? There's
I don't know about Headache. Every time I come to work.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or is it just coming back here? I can't remember. Mm. It doesn't really matter at this point, buddy. Anyway, good luck at your soccer game tonight. Yeah. I'll be cheating the kids in Lafarge.
Oh, good luck to the kids in Lafarge.
I hope you have a great day, buddy.
Sounds good.
Have a good day, buddy.
You bet.